Alaskans joined protesters around the country today, staging demonstrations against the Dakota Access Pipeline project, including two in Anchorage and one in downtown Juneau. The Standing Rock Sioux are protesting the project in North Dakota because they worry it will harm their water supply and disturb sacred sites. The cause has drawn support from Native and environmental groups nationwide. Elizabeth Harbaugh from Alaska's Energy Desk reports.
Monday evening, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers continued their hold on the Dakota Access Pipeline project, saying additional discussion and analysis are warranted. But the decision isn't final, and protests went ahead as planned. In downtown Anchorage, about 50 demonstrators gathered at Town Square Park to protest Wells Fargo for financing the project, chanting, "Water is life." Kirby Spangler is with the environmental group Alaska Rising Tide. He helped organize the demonstration. Spangler said he was there for two reasons: to protest fossil fuel development because he's concerned about climate change, and to support indigenous rights.
Both of which have huge implications for Alaska's future.
Lisa Wade of Chickaloon Village just got back from North Dakota after visiting the protest there. She says Alaska Native people recognize the Standing Rock Sioux tribe's concerns.
I think that we are facing a lot of the same issues. We are facing resource extraction here that impacts a lot of indigenous people's lands.
Protesters marched from Town Square Park to the Wells Fargo branch in the Anchorage Fifth Avenue Mall, where Wade closed two bank accounts. Police officers arrived to monitor the scene, but after about half an hour, the protesters left the building peacefully and no arrests were made. In an emailed statement, Wells Fargo's Alaska spokesman David Kennedy said the bank respects the differing opinions involved in this dispute. He added the bank is taking a look at issues the situation in North Dakota has raised, but he added Wells Fargo doesn't comment on its relationships with specific customers. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Harbaugh in Anchorage.